And something that has come to my attention, and like many of you, I love my animals. I don't like to see animals in captivity. I believe they should be out there in nature, roaming around and just living their best lives. As we are as human beings, we can see to make profit in everything. And sometimes we step over the line, and our what was supposed to be meant for recreation then turns into a criminality. Why am I talking about this? It's because Minister Barbara Creasy has been talking about canned hunting. And the minister has now announced a new deal for South Africa's wildlife industry. And I'm going to read a piece from the Daily Maverick. In a seismic shift that will send shockwaves through many areas of South Africa's wildlife industry, the cabinet has endorsed a report calling for the end of lion farming, captive lion hunting, cub petting, and the commercial farming of rhinos. Joining me right now is investigative journalist and photographer Don Pinnock. Don, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining me today. So how did we get to this point?
It's a startling point, Jeremy. A lot of people never expected. I think the whole NGO sector thought the worst when a high-level panel was appointed to look into the future of lions, elephants, leopards, and rhinos.
Why were they expecting the worst, Don? So, excuse my interjection.
The panel was appointed, and the people who were on it when we had a look at it were largely people in the industry that most of the NGOs thought were not the good guys, because they were farming, as you said in your introduction, they were farming, cub petting, they were selling lion bones, they were, you know, cutting off rhino horns and not really putting them on the black market, but they ended up there. So what happened along the way is that Barbara Creasy, and she needs a lot of credit for this, about 6 months into this panel's deliberations, she got some extra people in, and it kind of balanced the process. And the result was quite a closely guarded secret till yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting here, it cost me a huge amount of money to print, to my shock, a 580-page report on the future of these animals. And it's startling, Jeremy. It really is. I mean, it's not law yet, but it's been passed by the cabinet, and it stops. It says that the future of South Africa cannot continue with these kind of cruelties and the exploitation of animals. So I think we're in for a new era, basically, of environmental management.
Absolutely, and that sounds very encouraging, and I'm going to ask you just to unpack what that new era would look like for us. Now, this high-level panel report that you are referring to, it's been almost 2 years in the making, and I can understand why NGOs would have been suspicious, because if you look at what a male lion is being sold for, to international tourists to come and hunt them. We're looking at more than 500,000 rand for a male lion. So we have lots of commercial interest in that.
Yeah, we'll try an elephant. It could be up to a million. Mm. Look, 70 organizations and individuals fed in to that committee. It's a huge project. It really is grounded in an awful lot of information. The trouble is that the Department of Environmental Affairs and forestry, various other things, had been sitting on a position which looked like it was supporting what it called sustainable use of wildlife. And that didn't look good, because it meant that all these kind of projects were considered beneficent to people. They weren't really. It was a small group of people who were having these kind of lion farms, and one guy has nearly 2,000 rhinos. These are commercial operations. So I think that what the distinction has been made, and Barbara Creasy saw through to that, and particularly the panel, is that there's a difference between conservation and the commercial exploitation of wildlife. Mm-hmm. And that distinction has now been thoroughly made in this report. And conservation is supported, commercial exploitation has been looked at towards being phased out. And that is going to cause a massive pushback. There are, I think, 250 more lion farms. These people, that's their income. You know, that's all the cub petting and it's the lion bone sales and stuff like that. Yeah, that's their income. So there's going to be massive pushback. This is not law yet, Jeremy. It's got to go to Parliament for law, but it's been passed by the Cabinet, so there's a good chance it will be passed by Parliament.
I want to get into a bit more granular detail in terms of making it more digestible and understandable for us as people, just the public, who probably don't have access or wouldn't have an appetite for this kind of, and excuse my bias here, cruelty to animals. Many NGOs, obviously, throughout this process and being part of this panel, had to make concessions. As a result, trophy hunting will therefore continue. So obviously, you'll continuously have the pushback from the NGOs. But what are some of the other concessions, briefly, that stood out for you as an investigative journalist with a particular interest in the story?
Jeremy, we will never know the kind of fights that went on within that panel. Concessions had to be made. I would think that in order to get the lion stuff taken out, concessions had to be made in the direction of hunting. And you know, some of the stuff has been pushed, kicked down the road, as I say in editorial I wrote. The can has been kicked down the road to later when maybe things will be different. That's really the rhino situation. In terms of the general public, there are large amounts of people who, mainly Americans, who come over here and want to hunt our animals, and it's made easy when they canned hunting.
Yeah.
You know, they let them out of the cage and shoot them. These things are tame animals. And there's been a lot of disgust about that. South Africa has been going to CITES, which is the UN International Organization on Wildlife Trade. They've been pushing to have fire sales of stockpiles of rhino horn and ivory. And this report says that's not good because Creasy has accepted that if you put stuff on the market, if you put these things on the market legally, you increase the appetite and the market, and then you have poaching.
Of course.
So if you want to stop poaching, you stop selling the stuff.
Absolutely. And the trade, especially in lion parts and rhino horn, etc., does pose a real danger to conservation in terms of ensuring that these species actually survive.
It's a massive danger. I mean, I've been looking at stats. South Africa and a couple of other southern African states had two fire sales of ivory. And within a year, poaching had gone through the roof every time. So there's no doubt. And the important thing, Jeremy, is that the stuff that the NGOs have been saying for years has finally been accepted by the government. And that's heroic, actually. I mean, I think it's bloody brave of Creasy to have done this because there was huge opposition. The people in the room when she announced this were furious. You know, they were the guys who were going to lose out. And getting it through Parliament is another big thing. But it's not only her. I just want to say this. In the committee, there are some people who are really the heroes. They are the chair, Pam Yako, community leaders who were in there who said, we don't want people to hunt our animals. We don't want people to come from overseas and kill our animals. And there was people that were pulled in, people like Dr. Andrew Muir of the Wilderness Foundation and Professor Rod Slotman, who came in with all the kinds of statistics and knowledge that swung this thing in the direction of good conservation.
Don Pinnock is an investigative journalist and photographer. Don, I don't want to end off with you. I still have two questions before I let you go, but we need to take a break for traffic. So I'm going to ask you to graciously hold on for us while we take the traffic, and I'll come right back to you. It is 9 minutes to four. I'm Jeremy Van Wyk on The Drive for John Matham till six.
Drive with Jeremy Van Wyk, in for John Matham
on Cape Talk.
My guest is Don Pinnock. He's an investigative journalist and photographer, and wrote a very powerful piece in the Daily Maverick talking about Barbara Creasy's decision to can lion hunting, and announcing a new deal for South Africa's wildlife industry. I know it's been a very contentious and heated issue over the years with NGOs, animal rights NGOs, pitting against commercial interests and the industry itself that would allow you to go out there and do trophy hunting. Now, Don, thank you so much for staying with me. Just in wrapping up, the final report from the minister offers a reconceptualized wildlife sector. And apparently this is supposed to provide a new deal for people and wildlife in the country. Can you quickly talk us through that before I take us overseas to the United States Fish and Wild Service and their involvement in all of this?
Yeah, I mean, the report has shifted from supporting a small group of people who exploit wild animals to the community of South Africa as a whole and people who live in and around wild animals. It's kind of given back in the wildlife ecology to people to co-manage. I think that's a very important point. It's saying that the people who live with and around animals are the best people to conserve them. And if we don't give them a stake in that, they're going to, you know, they're going to support poaching. And so, you know, that's one of the big things of this. There are two, I want to say that there are two weaknesses. One is that I think the concession of hunting, you know, it's got such a negative trophy hunting overseas. And authentic hunting, I don't know what that means in the report. The other thing is there's a weakness on leopards. They're allowing the hunting of leopards. They're calling them problem, you know, you call a leopard a problem-causing animal and you can hunt it. And I don't think they've thought through this properly. Mm. So that's, you know, those are two battles up ahead that the NGOs are going to be fighting.
Yeah. These, just in closing, Don, so We have a situation in the United States where there's hunting of ranched lions, aka it's just another word for canned lion hunting. Just in terms of those discussions with the Americans and the South Africans, what do we expect to come out there? What is reasonable?
The National Rifle Association is running out of money, thank goodness. And Biden is pushing back against the hunting organizations like Safari Club International, and that's good. I think there's a huge distaste growing and particularly been driven in Biden's environmental awareness for trophy hunting to not be part of the American thing. Most of the trophy hunting is American. And, I mean, there are other good signs. The British Prime Minister's partner is an environmentalist who's pushing hard to stop trophies being imported into Britain. So there's a groundswell against this kind of stuff, but that creates a pushback from very, very wealthy hunting organizations that the battle heats up as soon as these kind of things start looking good for the environment.
We're going to have to leave it there. Don Pinnock, investigative journalist and photographer, writing on Minister Barbara Creasy's new deal for South Africa's wildlife industry. Part of what the panel recommended, South Africa should not breed or keep lions in captivity or use captive lions or their derivatives commercially. It goes on to say that it said the government should put in place processes to halt, number one, the hunting of captive bred lions, the sale of captive lion derivatives, and all tourist interactions with captive lions, including voluntourism and cub petting.